How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? This is something that...
I love how the show got weird before it even started.
Dude, I'm fucking tired, okay? I woke up at 6 in the morning today.
He's drunk, remember?
Oh, yeah. How goes it, ladies and gentlemen? This is the How We Do podcast. A podcast that is for self-helping from the beautiful state of the state that we're in. I am your good boy. I'm Ian. To my left, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
I'm not a fan of self-helping.
Why?
It doesn't sound the best. It sounds very, very personal.
Kyle, have you never self-helped yourself?
Who else is here?
To his left, and that voice that you've heard, that mind of a child, Jarrett.
Hey, it's me.
To his left, that one who's jealous that we get to stare at him for the rest of the podcast, the North Star, Gage.
Happy for two reasons. One, you're all here with me. Two, we're going to talk about self-helping right now, because I'm about it.
I'm not a fan.
Self-helping. Have you ever self-helped yourself since, you know, Jarrett asked?
So since?
Since I asked? No, I don't think he has.
Are you sure? You just seem tired.
Fucking hell of a trick.
I have, actually. Yeah. Good. Usually when I go to Walmart. I check out. Do the self-checkout. So, yeah, I have self-helped
myself. At the mirror?
Mm-hmm. I thought he was making a joke.
He was.
We almost got one out before someone noticed.
Right.
Almost pinched one off. So, it is Treecember 12th.
Still not okay.
I still hate it.
No, yeah, I've been trying to. I felt like Gleecember, but
that's
I hate Glee. Can I tell you? I hate Glee.
That's fine.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
Isn't that guy dead?
Glee. Oh,
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I think Glee died. Yeah.
That yes, and two. Didn't one of them touch children? Also true.
Yes, I believe so.
So. Who's the one person that's a lesbian but not the famous one?
Ellen DeGeneres?
No, not the famous one.
Oh, I missed that part. What's Ellen's
Jane
wife's
Lynch.
Name?
Jane Lynch.
Oh, she's the one. Oh, yeah.
The angry woman in everything she's ever been in.
She's like 9 foot tall, right?
Yeah,
give
I think
take,
that's accurate.
Give or take a meter.
Okay.
Yeah, I should probably edit her wiki to say that.
9 feet tall.
Yeah.
The unfamous gay.
Not Ellen.
Not Ellen, but formerly known as Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just gonna go ahead and get into some of these holidays. Holidays.
There you go.
It is National Ambrosia Day.
Get more excited, Kyle.
Hit us with them jazz hands.
If only I knew what the hell this was.
You know what ambrosia is? Kyle?
Ambrosia, according to Greek mythology, is nectar of the gods, yep. Endowing strength and immortality to those who eat it.
Yes.
Cool. But, like...
Where can I get some?
I know where.
Where?
Nope. Nope.
Please, Gage.
Yeah, where?
I already made
You're an actor.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The nectar of the gods?
Mm-hmm.
It comes straight from the wiener.
Okay. A lot of self-helping.
It's just love juice.
Yeah, well, everyone in Greek mythology, they're all just fucking each other all the time.
It's true. Men are for pleasure and women are for breeding.
Bathhouses were just full of just doing it.
Yeah. They're saying back in the olden days it was carved in the marble was you got to get dirty before you can get clean.
Mm-hmm.
So they went down and then they got clean.
It says something here about an ambrosia salad.
Now
let me
okay.
Let me ignore this for a
Have
long
you ever
time.
Had Neverland Ranch?
Mmm.
It doesn't say anything about ambrosia cereal there?
I heard that the Neverland Ranch another... was only for children.
Well, no, that's Trix. Trix are for kids.
No, I'm seeing more salad.
Oh.
Nope.
Huh.
Well, they're similar.
Let's just toss that salad out of there.
Okay. It is also National Gingerbread House Day.
Oh, hell yeah.
There you go, Gingerbeard House.
Wait.
Now we did gingerbread day.
Yes, there is a subtle difference.
Don't get it twisted.
This is not the tasty taste. This is the construction grade gingerbread house material.
So the gingerbread
still
man
just as good.
The gingerbread man took out a loan, got a house.
Yeah.
And now he's pissed off at, like, you know, his mortgage.
Hey guys, are gingerbread men made out of house, or are gingerbread houses made out of gingerbread men?
Are you asking me what came first, a man or the house?
Well, yeah, now, let me ask you this. In the Lord's good book, he does say that Adam was taken from the dirt, and if they use dirt to make the walls, aren't they all made out of the same thing?
I'm not entirely sure that the term used in that was dirt.
He was a church kid, so you gotta believe him.
Okay, you're right.
I saw an ad today.
I saw an ad today for something called the Wonder Bible. It is $40.
Okay.
And it is the size of a phone.
Is it a phone?
But think,
what kind of phone?
Think back in the 90s when they had like those pocket solitaire games.
Oh, okay.
Where you had to like really push all the buttons.
Right.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like Hit Clips, but with the Bible.
I'm not that old.
Remember Hit Clips?
Hit clips. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Know. Yeah, the little fucking the little thing you put the little hand in.
I had
on.
The Backstreet Boys one.
You're damn right, everybody.
I think
did.
Yeah, that was.
But it's like Hit Clips for the Bible.
Which verse?
All of it.
Oh,
the entire Bible.
Why don't you just get a fucking e-reader?
Yeah, that's what I said. Because for $40, you can just buy a fucking Bible. Because
e-reader's the devil.
You're right.
I've never heard the sentence "buy a fucking Bible" before.
Now you have.
You
You're
never
welcome.
Been to church.
Yeah. You never been a scared motherfucker.
Oh man!
There you go. If you did, go to work.
What else, Kyle?
It's National Ding-a-ling Day.
Hell yeah! Oh my God! I'm finally an episode about dicks. It happened. 24 episodes.
I
want to
know.
24 episodes, Greek goddess, Greek god, ambrosia, dick juice, and then now we got ding-a-ling day. Ooh, we did it.
We did it.
Does it have a definition for what ding-a-ling is?
It does, Jared.
It does.
Thank you for asking.
Of course it
does.
Dick.
Dylan. What Gage was doing, it made it sound like a scary Jason movie.
Ding-a-lings on this day call the people they haven't heard from in a while. It may be an old classmate, coworker, or neighbor from years ago. Or perhaps a call will go out to the child who used to mow the grass during the summer? Why are you giving... No.
This is Kevin Spacey's day.
I'm waiting for a phone call.
Go ahead, what was that?
How about that couple who carpooled for soccer? What was their name?
Sometimes it doesn't matter.
What are you doing in this article?
Calling people that they don't talk to anymore.
But they're very specific.
Ding-a-ling, when I think ding-a-ling...
Yeah, please.
Don't think phone. Phone, calling someone's not on my mind there.
So okay. You just whip your willy around until someone comes along that hasn't seen you in a while?
Yeah. Have you ever been to any kind of, like, class reunion?
No, I'm not an actor.
A couple years, I think.
Okay, fair.
Yeah,
you got one coming up.
Right? Yeah.
I'm like five.
My 10-year reunion would be upcoming in like
this
May
summer.
Or June. Yeah. No one has said a word about it, and I'm hoping that they never.
They probably don't want you to go.
I hope not.
There probably is something going on.
I hope not.
Actually, knowing people in your class, there's nothing going.
There's
on.
There's nothing going.
They're probably
on.
Like, oh, that guy with no knees.
They're all gonna get together and smoke, and that's gonna be it.
And it will be in a field somewhere, and there will be like 16 people, and they will all be
and
the same
kegs.
Losers and hang out with each other all the time.
Yep. Exactly.
Glad to see everybody make it, man.
When I it's
check out my home, which is also my van.
when I hear the word ding-a-ling, I don't even go straight to dick. I go to like somebody that just doesn't know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, oh, you ding-a-ling.
What were you gonna say that first?
You say
fact?
Dylan?
You Dylan? I think I was gonna say you Dylan.
Hey Dylan,
I think
Dylan.
What the fuck, Dylan? You goddamn Dylan?
Yes, Dylan, if you're listening right now.
I'm sorry.
Fuck
thank
you.
Yeah.
Don't be a Dylan.
I have a cousin.
Don't
named
be a
Dylan.
Dylan.
Send him this podcast.
I hope he listens to this.
Can that just be like a new motto, though?
Don't be a Dylan.
Fuck
you, Dylan.
Yeah.
God.
I think that's all we have on Treecember 12th.
How come you took that away from me when I tried to look?
I'm going to have to
asshole.
Stop you there. It's actually National 12-Hour Fresh Breath Day. So you brush them teeth before you get ding-a-linged.
Okay.
You get fresh breath.
Well, don't you want to brush your teeth after you've been...
Just a whole day of brushing.
After and before, you know, 12 hours. There's two 12 hours in
a
day.
Well, I guess you want to be courteous and don't have, you know, germies floating around in there for when the day.
I'm sorry, what?
Germies?
Germies? They said Jeremy's.
Well, you definitely don't want. Well, yeah. Well,
don't be a Dylan with Jeremy's.
Yeah.
That's the last thing.
The worst duo ever.
Yeah, that's worse than Bono and U2.
Kyle tried to skip National Poinsettia Day.
I'll skip it. Skip.
Fuck you.
No, yeah, I'll skip
poinsettias are nice.
No, yeah, I'm not a
They're
woman,
nice
though.
Little Christmassy trees, and cats are allergic to them.
You know what cats are allergic to?
How many more poinsettia facts do you have?
Yeah, Jared, please.
Hit us with those poinsettia facts, those PFs, those PF Changs.
They're perennials.
What is that?
I don't think that's true.
Wait, so they're destroying the economy?
They're parentals?
Yes.
Okay.
These stupid perennials are goddamn
cell phones.
Fucking Instagram stories.
Sounds like an Asian person trying to say
traditional Christmas plant. They are red with green leaves, and they're bad for cats.
Repeated that one.
You yeah.
Why are they bad for cats? What do they do? They just beat them?
They stab them? Like what?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so you know like Venus flytraps? Speech.
Go on.
What?
You know like Venus flytraps? How like they have like mouths and they'll close on flies?
Yeah, right. Poinsettias
actually will pull out an AR-15 and shoot at your cat.
Okay. Why the cats though?
Well, tell us, Jarrett.
You tell me. Listen. Poinsettias, Christmas, Jesus, cats, the devil.
I think it's because cats usually go after Christmas trees.
Cats are just big pussies. That's why they scare easy.
Cats are the devil.
Who's certain, I guess.
I guess if you're a poinsettia lover.
Yeah.
Well, I if you're a poinsettia lover, then stop listening to this podcast.
Yeah, turn off right the now, show after you rate 5 stars.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right. So I've been thinking.
Oh, no.
Me? Okay. I have a friend. And he's one of... He's me and Jarrett have a friend. And he is a guidance counselor. And I thought it'd be cool. You know, do you guys... I'm going to throw you guys some scenarios, and you guys try to guidance counsel me.
Do it.
Okay?
I am a knowing all-knower.
All right. So I'll go down...
the table.
I'll go down the line, all right? You know, tell me how you would guidance counsel this. I don't know if that's the terminology.
So this is like a school guidance counselor.
This is a middle school guidance counselor.
Very important. Middle school, not high school.
Middle school mindset.
All right.
Let's say Mrs. Clark walks up to you and is like, "Hey, I saw Dylan with his hand in his pants."
Hell yeah.
I don't know if you want to... I need you to take care of that and speak to him. Okay, so Dylan rolls up. You're having a meeting with Dylan. Like, what do you say?
Well, what I tell Dylan is, listen, we've all been there. Just make sure you lock the bathroom door. Just do it in the bathroom. Keep it away from the other kids.
No, she's like, it was in class.
Oh, it was in class?
He just had his hands Hold in his on. Pants.
Question for the teacher. Did she let him fucking finish? Because that's kind of important.
Would you ask the kid that? Be like, hey, did you get to finish, bro?
I would ask him. Because my guidance would be, you got to get better playing with the fucking thing. If you're going to, listen, you're going to be playing with this thing for the rest of your life. Find a way to be discreet.
Okay, but what if his hands were just cold?
Huh?
What if his hands were just cold?
Well, he didn't have both hands in there, like, going willy-nilly.
One hand.
You don't double jack?
Noodle arm it.
You said he had his hand in his pants.
Yeah.
You didn't, yeah, just...
Hand,
There you go.
Singular.
Singular.
Warm. And then when you're done, you just slip the other one in. Warm.
It's like a koozie.
Yeah.
Like a hand koozie. Go ahead, Kyle. How would you handle this situation?
So, is, like, where is he sitting in class? Is he, like, front and center?
Let's say he's front row.
Shit.
He's just hand in, just chilling.
How old is the teacher?
Let's say
you know what? I like what this is.
She's a solid 48.
Okay, so is she?
She's an unattractive 48.
An unattractive 48. Okay. Okay. Well,
the sour side of the 40s.
Next,
can I come up with a new answer?
Yeah.
If you're not gonna take this easy answer, the teacher caught on. Dylan, listen to me. Don't touch with your hands. Listen to me.
No, he's trying to shake.
No, don't shake. Wash your Purell first. Don't shake.
Knuckles.
The teacher caught on to what you were doing. Very, very, it caught her eye. I think you should go for it, dude. I think you should try and take home Mrs. Clark.
And then puberty, he's like, oh, yeah, no. I think that's what sperming is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try that.
And she's a teacher.
She knows things.
I think fucking go for it, dude. Hell yeah. Here, okay. Fist bump. Mm.
And then, yep, there you go. That's that transaction.
Dylan, you take care of.
Transaction over. Kyle, Dylan, what about you?
I don't...
He's hand in his pants.
See,
is he hand in his pants coming up talking to you still?
So, hey.
So, you ain't got in trouble.
Like, I would go with the whole, like, I know last week we talked about myths. Mm. The whole, what is it?
Your hands get hairy.
That's the
or
one.
Or you go blind.
Blind. I would go with blind. Blind is more, you know, scary, I would guess.
Yeah, Dylan, when you go blind from jerking it too much, you start jerking in the future, you don't know if you're jerking yourself anymore. It's just a dick in your hand.
Boom.
You know, would it be better to say, just do it so you need glasses?
Yeah. There you go. Sit backwards in the desk and do it, and then turn back around. And then no one will know because you are on a face in the front of the row. You're kind of like, just don't make eye contact with the person sitting behind you.
Yeah, they're sitting down trying to do their math on.
I'm just copying off their test. Nothing to see here.
They're just like they're just, they look up and you're just like,
look away.
No, cowabunga.
I need this. Like that's where you're at, Dylan.
It's my first time. Jared, how would you handle this situation?
Hey Dylan, do you have, how are things at home? How's the home life?
Now, I don't know how you react, really.
I thought you were Dylan.
Well, I wasn't Dylan. I could have been in a past life.
Okay, thank God.
How
are things at home?
Am I playing Dylan?
You are now.
Am I acting as Dylan?
You are now.
Wet.
What do you mean when you say wet?
I got a linky sink and I gotta tighten it.
Let him do his thing.
You know what?
I'm just rearranging.
You know what? Just don't let sometimes, the teacher see it next
sometimes
time.
Sometimes I itch.
When was the last? Are you engaged with a female, Dylan?
No, I'm not allowed to get engaged until later.
Do you have a girlfriend, Dylan?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think you
know. You gonna have her whack him off in class?
Well, no. He said it was itchy.
Mrs. Clark, get in.
He said it was itchy. I was trying to have her itch it came from his girlfriend.
They're in middle school.
So
you can get cracks in middle school.
I was saying, yeah, you're itchy for like 5-10 minutes.
I've been itchy for 17 years.
just don't let the teacher see you again. You'll be fine.
Ever. Don't ever come to class.
I'll switch you to a different science class. Put you in Mrs. Robinson's science class.
And then he's confused because we talked about math earlier.
What?
She's like, thanks for switching my science class. You're I'm still going to spank it in Ms. Clark's class in math.
Dylan.
Thanks for that.
Part of that issue was my science teacher in high school. Her name was Mrs. Clark, so when you said Mrs. Clark, I fucking automated to science.
Did she catch a Dylan spanking it?
No. I don't think I went to school with anybody named Dylan, actually.
Lucky.
Because they all got expelled for spanking it.
Yeah.
Fucking Dylan's out there.
Them leaky sinks. All right, you got it?
No.
You got one
no,
more? Okay. No. Let me throw you another one. Let's say Clyde is... He brags about doing pot. So he takes an ounce of liquid THC in the morning. And all of it at once.
Sweet.
Injects it or like...
Eats it.
Okay. He eats it.
And then he's feeling it now, Mr. Krabs. And he gets brought to your office by a teacher. Let's say that Mr. Donald walks in and says, I've got... I'm just going to call him Terry now because I don't remember what
it was. Clyde. It was Clyde.
Okay, I got little Terry here. And he's acting a little funny money out and about. And I'm going to need, can you guide him real quick?
Not a problem. Okay. Not a problem.
All right. So I'll paint you a verbal picture. He's sitting on your couch eating Doritos, just you know, going ham.
What kind of Doritos?
Cool Ranch.
No.
He's blown out of his gourd. You don't even know.
You'd still be.
He thinks they're sweet chili, but hey, he's like,
okay.
Cool Ranch Doritos are delicious. Fuck y'all.
They're just not the best.
Listen, we're all guidance counselors. So he's down in them Cool Ranchers, and then he's just giggling. He's a giggle bot. Okay. So what you got?
Clyde, give me 1 second. I'll be right back.
My name's Terry.
Wait, what? So I go in
you're
the back.
You're
high
too.
Fuck.
Okay, you go in the back.
I go in the back and I grab my scarecrow mask.
Oh, this pull is it on, great.
And then I go and try to have a normal conversation with him as like crazy shit's happening, bats are flying out of my face.
He starts
and,
peeling
like,
off his skin.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like, how'd all this skin get on my neck? And he's pulling it off.
Yeah, that's totally what I would do.
That's guidance counselor Kyle.
Yes.
All right. I think that's good.
I have Batman props.
In
my
desk.
Sweet. What about this?
All right, Jarrett.
Terry, stop bullshitting and get back to class.
That's it? That's all you got for
He's lying.
He's lying. He is smoked out of his gourd.
He's doing
right
it for attention.
He's blitzed right now.
No, he's shaggy.
No, he's
dude.
Not. He's doing
he's
it for
looking,
attention.
He you see, it looks
he's
like
it
he's
attention.
Drinking these dreets.
Yeah. Doing it for attention.
His eyes are
hey, Terry,
so bloodshot right
how
now.
How are things at home?
And he says,
why
pretty
going
dry.
Back to home?
What do you mean when you said dry?
Cotton. Shaka bra.
Yeah, so, you gotta get back to class.
Does Officer O'Malley have to show up?
If you don't go back
I
to class...
I really don't want him to show up.
If you don't go back to class, yeah, I'm gonna have to call Officer, I'm gonna have to call an officer of the law.
O'Malley?
Yep, him.
He doesn't work here anymore.
He's been dead for 40 years!
Whoa! You killed him! Ooh! That's why I do drugs now. Okay, Jordan, how would you handle this?
So I me and Terry have talked, and I have understood that he takes liquid THC, an ounce of it. Or is it 1 ounce?
Yeah, it's 1 ounce, but he brags about it, but doesn't do it. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, I get so high, but he doesn't. He's a faker.
We'll see, okay.
Oh, he's Told a faker. Y'all.
He's a faker, but he did this time, and he's fucked.
Okay, so basically what I find out is, you take an ounce of THC, liquid THC every day, right? That's some pussy-ass kindergarten shit. You ever heard of methamphetamines? Here you go, kid. And I hand him my meth. And I go, take this to class. Don't let anyone see it.
That's actor meth.
Ooh.
Method actor.
Breaking Bad meth.
That's why they call it method acting. Because you're fucking high the whole time. Take this home. Do all of this today. I know it looks like a lot. It's a big bag. I understand. It looks like a giant bag of peanut brittle. Whatever. Take it all. And then come back tomorrow, and then we'll talk again. And
you know
if you're
what?
Still alive, we'll go to the next step. Because it's going to be a sweet week, Terry. We're both going to get blitzed together. I'm a cool guidance counselor.
See, I like that idea, kind of. But, like I would try to, like, be like, okay, yeah, fine. And then just pull out, like, the biggest bag of weed you can find.
And I'd smoke them.
And I'll smoke them right there in the guidance counselor's office.
Just smoke them under the table and just have just fucking I am Dumbo the elephant.
Yeah.
You're smoking them under the table now.
Yes.
I didn't know we were back to Dylan. So that's how you guys would handle the guidance counseling situation.
I thought we did pretty good.
No, I think so. Do you guys think you'd be good guidance counselors?
Yeah, I think so. My advice was pretty good there.
I don't know.
Asking me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
No?
Nope.
Why? Why is that? Did you all confidence in yourself?
Did you hear what I just gave the advice? How are things at home?
He wore this shirt today.
Yeah, you're a Hawaiian shirt.
I wore my guidance counselor shirt today.
He can't make good judgments at all.
Nope.
I feel like Jarrett would be like the telemarketer that would just go off a script.
Yes.
Be like, okay, well, he said no to the home life, so...
It's a spreadsheet.
A fucking giant flowchart.
Yeah, it's a flowchart. Yes and no. Okay,
hold on. Have you eaten today? Yes, okay, yes.
Have you ate?
When was the last time you had an alcoholic beverage? Okay, more than 4 weeks ago.
Are you more than 1 week
pregnant?
It says
pregnant? Here that you might be dead.
Oh, you're a child of divorce. Get out of here.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's
Your parents
the only
don't
answer.
Love each other. Yeah.
That's the only answer. Everything else is a runaround.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your parents
all lead
well, one
back
of them
to
is
that.
Your parents are divorced. One of them is your parents are divorced and your dad's dead. One of them is your parents are divorced and your mom's dead.
And then one of them is your parents are divorced and they're both dead and you're Batman.
You're Batman. Fuck!
Wait, his parents weren't divorced.
I know.
No,
but they're both dead.
Yeah.
They're dead divorced.
On the Venn diagram, they're dead.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all the situations I could think of so far. I'll try to. We'll come back to this one eventually.
Okay,
I'll make
like
this
it.
One a repeating offender.
Habitual?
No.
Okay, but
he's still
but
alive. His obituary is not out yet.
It's
Dylan is
one.
At least.
Fuck
I can't
Dylan.
Promise Terry because all that meth and
that's a lot.
That's a lot of meth. Not for an actor.
Well, right. That's why I'm still so spry.
And thimble.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a daily routine at this point. It's I can't say words.
Sweet.
Yeah. Words are cool, hard. Huh? Words
good thing we're on a show where good. We just talk.
True. And listen. I don't listen very well. Apparently neither does EA.
That works.
If you don't say anything, it's good.
I still like
it's more
something.
Fun. I think it's more fun if we acknowledge it.
Yep.
Anyways,
I'm gonna pull my fucking hair out.
As everyone I think has heard at some point in some capacity, EA has been getting a lot of negative feedback about their
now,
loot boxes.
Now, Jared, real quick,
for
the people at home, who is EA?
Yeah, I was gonna say EA? For those that don't.
Oh,
know.
Oh, they're the worst video game company. They're pretty bad at video game company. Electronic Arts. They make games,
you
know.
You're disagreeing.
Madden. Yeah. FIFA. All the sports
Madden.
Games.
Madden.
What else does EA make? Mass Effect, if anybody still plays those.
Nope. EA publishes.
Whatever. They,
yeah, they're more of a publishing. They don't like
they, made, they made it.
They're like Bandai Namco. They don't make
anyway.
The games. They just support them.
So Battlefront 2 basically had loot boxes that you could buy that could give you a definitive advantage in the game.
Sure.
A lot of people didn't like that.
Pay to win.
Yeah, pay to win. Which a lot of people had an issue with on the, mobile games are all pay to win, but you don't pay for the game in itself on the mobile games. You're actually paying for Battlefront.
Battlefront's a $60 game.
$60.
That came with loot boxes, and loot boxes, when you open them, gave you abilities that made you better at the game.
Yes, and you could purchase additional loot boxes with more money.
Yeah.
So basically, if you got a hold of your mom's credit card, well,
hell yeah,
you're gonna run
going
rampant.
To Kohl's. Oh.
Oh wait, what?
Yeah.
We're going buying to some shoes.
Yeah. But then also, I guess with kind of the attention that was brought to that, there's apparently interest in banning loot boxes as they constitute gambling.
Sure.
Opinions on whether or not they are gambling, because I've bought loot boxes in video games before, like Overwatch. I bought a hell of a lot of loot boxes in Overwatch,
right?
But I don't consider that gambling.
I almost feel like if you're gonna say loot boxes are gambling, then almost anything you buy is taking a gamble on
yes.
it. Like you're taking a gamble buying a $60 game thinking that you might like it.
True. You're taking a gamble buying a cheeseburger at McDonald's, hoping that they actually took the pickles off.
And they didn't spit in it.
Now, can I bring something up that I found very heartbreaking?
What?
It actually almost ruined a franchise for me. I'm not sure how true it is, but there is evidence to support it. They have added loot boxes in Dark Souls 3.
Okay.
Is that real?
I have seen videos of it. I have seen posts about it, and it is heartbreaking. That is a thing now. Loot boxes in Dark Souls.
And how would that
with
work?
Microtransactions.
Yeah, I don't understand.
It can drop end game gear. Or it can drop NPCs that you can summon from all the Souls series. It's pretty disappointing because it's microtransactions, which means as a level fucking 1, you can get the fucking Soul of Cinder sword or some shit like that. I don't
I might
know how
have
true
to go get
it is.
Dark Souls 3.
I've seen videos of it, and I'm not sure if it's like a true video or if it's just like a funny like knockoff thing. But there's
wouldn't
Reddit,
this be funny?
There's
yeah.
Reddit posts. There's like all a whole bunch of stuff, and I don't know if it's true yet because I haven't played Dark Souls 3 since that post came out.
Huh? See, I don't have an issue.
It's fake.
It's fake.
It's okay. fake. Thank fucking Christ.
I don't have an issue with loot boxes as long as they don't give advantages to people to buy them. Like, Overwatch has loot boxes, they're all cosmetic.
Right, so they make me look pretty.
Yeah,
I'm
the new,
fine.
The new Call that's of Duty fine. Game, they're all cosmetic.
I'm fine with cosmetic microtransactions. I think that's a wonderful idea.
Like, even, it honestly, like, Infinite Warfare, Call of Duty, but the one before it, it had loot boxes, and you could actually get guns that were better versions of guns that are already in the game.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't even really have an issue with that.
Yeah, I didn't have a mind. I didn't mind that in Advanced Warfare.
But
I thought that was pretty neat.
I felt like they gave you mm-hmm. enough credits to purchase them through a reasonable amount of gameplay.
Exactly. That's
where Battlefront, what was it like? You had to play about 40 hours in order to unlock like Darth Vader.
Under their initial structure, it was something similar to that. But they have since fixed that, so it is not so bad anymore.
Gotcha.
I think to me, it would be different if it was like you. Let's say you're level 5. You get a loot box and you unlock a gun that you get at level 50, and you can use it right away. I think that's ridiculous. I think that it should be, oh, you have this gun that mm-hmm. once you get level 50, you can use.
Yeah.
It's a different version of this gun. I think that's a lot better than, oh, here's a level 50 gun, and you're level 5, so go ahead, I guess.
Have fun.
Yeah. Sure. Because, I mean, then you run into, well, the way matchmaking works, you're getting matched with other people that are level 5 that mm-hmm. haven't spent any money. You have this fucking gun that's incredibly overpowered compared to what you have.
That's not entirely true with Battlefront, though. Battlefront does match you up with other players who have spent either the same amount or have a similar amount of star cards.
Interesting.
So they do have an algorithm set up to match you with other people who have the same star card power.
Didn't EA patent something where, like, if you, let's say, a higher level player bought a bunch of things, it would make you as a lower level player play with them to see what they have and try to, like, be like, oh, that's a cool gun, I want that gun, or I want that skin.
Somebody told me that. I don't remember who told me that, but somebody brought it up where basically somebody said to me that in games that have cosmetic upgrades available through loot boxes, it will match teams of people that have those cosmetic items versus lower level teams that don't have them to associate winning with having those skins.
Right.
To encourage you to buy them thinking that they will make you better. I don't remember who told me that. I don't see how that would work.
So,
I mean, I could see it, but I don't think it's true.
I don't think that's true.
There's a game that I play, and I play it quite often, and it actually has the best loot drop system that I've ever seen in a game. And there's, like, no microtransactions. And it's really good. It's called Super Smash Bros. Melee.
And you know what you can do? You can turn off items.
Yeah. You want to talk about the best loot? Is no loot, actually. It's common misconception.
And you can literally have a level playing field. It's called Final Destination.
Yeah, completely level.
Fox only. No items.
No loot.
No loot.
Yeah, jeez. Please get it right.
Just real quick with the loot box thing. I don't know how long we'll go with this, but, like, I'm okay with loot boxes. I'm fine with how Battlefront was set up. Well, at least after the first initial fix, that where things were unlockable under a reasonable amount of time, where you didn't have to spend any money. Battlefront does set you up to succeed. I got a stroke again. Succeed to where it does give you enough credits for some loot boxes, and you get loot boxes daily for logging in. The star cards aren't even that powerful. You get a stronger grenade. You get, like, a different ability for a little bit. That's not even that great. And then when they took microtransactions out, everybody had to fit still because, oh my God, EA. I think the hate's gone too far on EA. When people fail to realize that EA is giving out free DLC for this game. They're not making any money past the initial launch of this game. So the loot boxes go back into these developers actually having jobs and us having more games. And I think people are missing the big picture by thinking that they're just money-grabbing companies, which, to be honest, every video game developer and publisher are money grabbers. Mm-hmm. They want to get your money because it's hard to sustain AAA video games anymore. They're expensive. That's why people don't do them anymore. That's why you see indie games succeeding so well, because they're on smaller budgets and they can be sold for less money. So people buy them more. Like, oh, fuck it. What's $10 for this game? Oh my God, this game's great. And then it gets shared a bunch of times. With a game like Star Wars where it's $60, that's a big fucking commitment. $60 for something that I might not like? That's a fucking risk. The AAA structure is terrible, but microtransactions are necessary to keep those businesses alive.
True. Ubisoft, with Rainbow Six Siege, though, all the DLC has been free for the past 2 years.
Don't you need a season pass to get on?
Nope.
What's that season 1, season 2 stuff?
It just gives you the characters, and it will unlock all the characters automatically for you.
But instead of grinding them out?
But you can unlock everything in that game through just playing it.
Yeah.
You can do the same in Star Wars.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's fair. Yeah,
I don't see you put in the time, you get stuff.
And, I mean, that's kind of the similar thing.
Yeah. I really like Bungiesoft. They really let me down with Destiny.
Bungiesoft,
yeah, Destiny 6.
I think Ian's tired of the serious talk. Yep. He's like, where are the jokes?
So we got a fan question.
Okay, so we're moving on. Jared, I do want to say, I do like the topic.
No, I do too.
Video games for a long time.
Yeah, I'm afraid that we're going to be here for way too long.
And I do that for as a third job anyway. So yeah. Fuck it.
So we got a fan question from a good friend of the show, David, who sent in, what is your favorite color and why? No cop-out answers. What if the truth behind your favorite color?
Okay, first off, what the fuck is a cop-out answer for your favorite color?
Right, like, yeah.
Like, what, is my favorite color not good enough for you because you think it's a cop-out answer? Like,
Or like I like red because I like fire trucks.
What the fuck, Craig? What do you mean your favorite color is blue?
A cop-out color would be, I like all the colors. Or, I like the color black because that's a shade, let's be real.
I like the color it's white.
The absent of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't a cop-out color be blue lives or something? What do they say? Blue lives matter?
Something like that. Sounds about right.
I'm blue, Baba Dita Badai.
Yep.
That's what they say?
Yeah.
They do.
So what is your guys' favorite color and why? And what is the truth behind the favorite
color? My favorite color is orange. I don't have a reason. Just I decided about when I was like, I don't know, 4 or 5. Orange is a really cool color, and I stuck with it.
So my favorite color at the moment is green. Now, why is it my favorite color and the truth? They're the same thing. Why and the truth behind it. When I was very young, I had a small dog who I turned into a wish, and when he became a wish, he became a cloud, and this cloud would follow the trees through the desert. And when it would follow the trees, the leaves on the trees were green, but when autumn came, they would get shriveled and turn, mm-hmm. you know, brown and yellow and orange and fall and die. So I always symbolized like the withered orange, brown, yellow to be the death of my favorite thing, which is green.
Shit. I don't think I have a favorite color.
That's actually a cop-out answer.
Is that a cop-out answer? Okay.
That's fucked up of
you.
Yeah,
you're going to have to leave the show.
I'm very...
Betty?
Come sit in for Kyle.
I think she left because it's 1 a.m.
No, yeah, she's definitely gone.
Yeah.
Well, if...
If you had to pick one...
If I had to pick a favorite color, I would have to pick green as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what... And why?
And why?
Because it's your favorite color.
Yeah. And what is the truth behind that, please?
What is the truth? I like nature. It reminds me of my childhood. So I would say green. Green. Mm-hmm. Is that a cop out?
No, I think that's a cop in. I'm proud. Gage.
My favorite color is purple, and I don't have a reason at all as to why. I like the Baltimore Ravens. Their main color is purple. That could possibly be it.
You like the
it.
Joker? He wears purple.
I was a big fan of Grimace from McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
Grimace.
Dude. I can just imagine like seeing you, the only kid that didn't yell at the birthday party. Everybody was like, ah! You're like, yes!
We're like, finally, he's here. He's fucking scary as shit, but I love him. I don't know. My favorite color is purple. I don't know. I like it.
I don't have a reason.
I think I remember your reason, actually. When you were very young, you had a small toy truck.
Sweet, your backstory.
Yes. And this is my superhero backstory.
You would take the toy truck and you would pretend it was an airplane because you didn't understand how physics worked.
Yeah.
So you would take this and fly it around. And
what's a physic? I don't know.
One day, it was, let's say it was August, like
yeah,
Halloween
it was August
time.
14th.
Halloween.
Yeah,
night.
Halloween.
Yes. And so you were flying around.
1974.
And there were pumpkins, and you realized that at that day you realized, pumpkins, orange favorites.
You're damn right.
And that's actually and why.
Yeah, I love pumpkin pie.
Nope, that
three,
was
three
definitely
of,
not it.
Three
definitely
of
what
my
I
favorite,
said.
Three of my favorite sports teams do have orange.
Yeah, it's
in
definitely,
their colors. So
definitely what I said for sure.
So,
yeah.
So why Absolutely. Do I like green?
So when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
You had a small rabbit that you saw running through the grass.
Banicula.
Yeah, Banicula. When uh-huh. when it was running, you noticed that every three hops it would gallop a little bit and whinny like, yay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so when it would do that, it filled your tummy with butterflies and giggles. And that's actually where happiness came from. So when you see the green, it reminds you of bird. What was it?
Banicula.
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 And that makes your tummy giggle.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that is our favorite colors and why. No cop-out answers. What if the truth behind your favorite color?
Hell
Thank
yeah.
Thank you, David.
We did it, everybody.
Yeah, you go ahead. Did this, you is want your, me... this is your special moment.
So...
Our boy has grown God into God. His own segment.
This is the worst. We talked about... I don't remember which episode it was. We talked about doing a Craigslist segment. And so I think we're officially calling it Tales from the List. And I guess I'll have a theme song going on right now.
Tales from the List.
I'm sure that sucked. Or
I think it was great.
It was amazing.
It probably won't be as sexy as the movie one, unfortunately.
You know, not everything can be sexy. Sometimes you need the non-sexy to really...
You tone it down.
You gotta eat it out.
Be less Dylan, be more Terry.
Yeah, sometimes you need more Terry.
Yeah. You can always lose a little more Terry.
I thought it was Skyler. What was it? Skyler? Tyler?
You're thinking of Breaking Bad.
Oh. Yeah.
Shame.
Can't even keep up.
So I went through Craigslist and pulled some that I thought we could read or just, it's so stupid. I went through like casual encounters, missed connections, strictly platonic. I even went through the free section where people are just giving away free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I found some winners.
Can I ask real quick? Yeah. So there's a free section. So all the weird sex things, those are, you pay for that?
I guess you can.
I think it's like a mutual
like a binding contract.
Yeah.
Is there blood?
I mean, it's Craigslist.
I think you have
to
specify that you're looking for blood play.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And it's actually grosser than it sounds.
So
I hope you don't have any examples.
Nope, sure don't. This one,
that's a lie.
This one first is called Impregnate Me, No Strings Attached.
Oh my god. Does somebody want to read it?
Wow. I'm going to read
it. Oh my god. Not safe for work. Make sure your headphones are plugged in. My God,
ladies and gentlemen, do Good not take Lord. This one to Dylan.
this was posted 4 days ago. It says, "Come finish inside me. Lesbian couple of 6 years trying to get knocked up. Trying to sleep with a few people so I don't know whose baby it is. No strings attached. You don't have to tell me your name. Send photos of yourself looking forward to meeting up."
Oh my God, so many questions.
Go ahead and hit us with that first one.
Why?
Well, they're trying to have a beautiful baby person.
But, like, so, this is going to sound bad. Is this, like, a casting call? Because, like, they want multiple people.
Well, so, you know how you have, like, a sperm donor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
so
you think...
It's like a sperm donor... Domer.
It's like it's a sperm donor.
Yeah. Terry,
do you think now it's multiple people since she doesn't know who it is? Do you think they all fuck her at once?
No.
That's not specified. That could be what that is.
It could be, but I don't think that's what it's going to be.
It's just a game,
unless maybe it is. You all just
no shaming. We're not shaming.
Yeah, this
just,
isn't
oh, sure. just, no kink shaming.
Yeah,
we know
not,
we want to be.
We're
no.
not calling people out.
Again, everyone, I just thought these were interesting.
Yes.
Everybody is into something.
Next one.
And maybe multiple people are in something.
Guys.
This title is called Stud Service Available.
This sounds all right.
And this one was posted a month ago. And it says, tall, rugged, and athletic. DDF, which I found out stands for drug and disease free.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
Straight, hung.
Cool.
I think WM is probably white male.
White male, 8-inch plus, and thick.
Cool. Exclamation
Why
point
Why didn't
on
you
that.
Just put the number? Why do you have to say 8-inch plus?
It actually just says 8 plus.
I imagine that's inches.
Yeah,
unless
but it just
he's,
says,
unless
that
he's
does
a,
just say
age.
They could call him the spider and he has
Maybe
eight
Maybe he's just eight or more.
He's
eight or older.
He's a huge fan of Samsung. He's got the new phone.
But this is the fun part. Available for couples but only interested in sex with women. Yes, you read that right. I come in and take care of your woman and you watch and enjoy. He basically wants... He's looking for people to... He wants to fuck your wives.
Yeah, he's into cucks.
Yeah, but he just wants you to watch him fuck your girl. So he's like, listen, I'm available for couples, but I just want to fuck your girlfriend while you watch, honestly.
Huh.
He's 42.
Yeah. And athletic.
And 6'3".
This was posted a month ago. Do you think he found a friend?
I mean,
it's still up, so like, nah. What?
Given the locations that he put on there, probably.
He's probably very sad.
I'm saying he definitely found somebody.
This next one. There's a picture attached to this one. I don't know if we'll do anything with the picture.
Oh, gosh.
And it's called Female Viewers Needed.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
I almost asked if you could make the picture rotate in the podcast. And I was like, well, that doesn't work.
This is probably the... Okay. So you say picture. And I think... You say picture. I get scared. I see picture. And I like it.
And I like it. And he puts it in.
hand on his
I just
chin.
Read the first line. I just read the first line.
I'm not upset about that picture.
That'll be the thumbnail somehow.
I was worried at first, but now I'm all right.
Oh, man.
Let's go ahead.
Need women to judge my dance. I'm an amateur Asian male stripper and wanted to become a professional performer. I am free to perform for you or your hen's party. Please reply to this ad if interested.
That's awesome. I'm gonna go ahead and take this one, guys. That's fucking sweet. He's molding his craft is what he's doing. He's out there. You got actors making short films.
You got dumbasses like Kojima making bullshit out in Japan or whatever.
Gage.
That's Star.
Gage.
Yeah, easy.
Simmer.
Get him a coffee. He's on way too much meth. He's jittering, stroking. This guy over here, he knows what he wants. And he's like, yo, I'm not looking for sex. Just tell me if I'm doing all right.
See if my form is good enough.
He literally looks like the Asian man from The Hangover.
He is Ken Jeong. Ken Jeong? Is that him?
Ill?
Yeah, Kim Jeong. Yeah.
Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong.
Yeah, that's it.
Kim Jeong-un.
So, question.
Yeah.
This is not a selfie. Who took this picture?
His mother.
No. This was...
Use the backyard. It'll look good.
Meg, get the fence
get
in
the
there.
Good part of the fence.
Also, I think that's a cardigan with sleeves ripped off. Look at the buttons.
It is.
Yeah,
it
no, that definitely... Can we also talk about the veins in his hand? His one hand has a protruding vein. He's flexing very fucking hard on that right side.
If you're listening to the audio portion, this will be the thumbnail on... part of this will be the thumbnail on this week's video.
This is amazing. This is beautiful.
It's one of the best pictures I've ever seen.
I don't think you need fucking... to blur the face.
No, this is
it's on Craigslist.
He's got sunglasses.
It is
remember what we said. Once you put something on Facebook, it's there forever.
He's got sunglasses. Nobody's going to know who he is.
True. This is maybe this is just the boost he'll need.
Do you think he just smelled like dog shit in the backyard?
No, that's his tough guy face.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's his performer
face.
Cut
out this, he's a bouncer.
Ooh, but he's not doing the arms together.
Well, no, that's because
he's
trying
flexing.
To be sexy.
He's about to rip out of that shirt.
Well, he's already ripped out. He's ripped out of half
also,
of it already.
No belt. He's ready to come off.
Damn.
Yeah, he's not fooling around.
Ask you this. Do you think he's wearing shoes in this picture?
I was gonna say scroll on, let's see them feet. But there's
this is the best Kyle Styles I've ever done.
What if he's wearing shorts?
Oh, these could be cut offs.
These are 100% tear away jeans. I guarantee it.
They're
Dale Earnhardt Jr. jeans.
Junior jeans.
Exclusively at Walmart.
Yeah.
And then I've got three more. I guess I might only do two of these. These were found under the free stuff section. So basically, people just have free stuff they want to get rid of, and people come pick it up. This one is first called Free Colored Sand. And someone just listed... Oh, shit.
Oh, no, he's still there.
Yeah. They have bags of sand that are colored, and they're like, someone take this from me.
Please, God, take this sand.
Bags of sand.
Yeah, quotations.
This next one, these are just quick. This one's called Two Free Birthday Balloons. And someone just has birthday balloons.
Two free birthday balloons bought yesterday. Hold on. There's
multiple
pictures. Are they all the exact same picture?
Oh, no, they're different angles.
Oh, okay.
It shows you the good side.
That's very artistic. That one, yeah, that one's very nice.
I like the, what is that? Is that flea medication on the
side
right there?
Enhance. Can you enhance that?
They're dog treats.
Dog treats.
Oh.
I know it's an animal thing.
They look like Rice Krispies.
They look like party animal balloons.
This last one. This last one is called used cooking oil.
What?
Oh,
it's just
hell
a
yeah.
bucket. Oh my god, computer. Just a bucket of cooking oil.
He's four or five.
Four or five buckets of used cooking oil. Thought someone might be able to use it. It's used.
For what? What?
You ever, double cook? You ever do that?
Exactly.
Not out of somebody else's
you ever double
cooking
cook?
Shit? No.
That is like, I just mopped my kitchen.
That
Come
looks like motor oil.
You want the water real quick?
That doesn't look like cooking oil. It's like motor oil.
It's in someone's garage. Look, there's shit floating in it.
Oh, you know, man. I bet Mexico would be cool drinking that.
Probably.
You've seen
their
water.
Yeah. All right, that was Craigslist.
That's the
Tales
from the List.
Tales from the List. I'm keeping that one.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's a winner.
I want that to be my profile picture on everything.
Can
you send that to me, please?
How about every time we do Tales from the List, we have to pick our favorite.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
100%.
No, yeah, that
will always be my favorite.
Week one is a gold mine.
Yeah,
that's a winner.
Now, now I hate that I have to top that next time.
Oh, yeah.
You have to put a trophy next to that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh fuck!
This competes against the next Craigslist.
That's what I was gonna say.
Okay.
At the end of the year, we have to pick all of our tops, and they have to compete.
Can you pull up our boy? Yes, please leave him up there. What is his stripper name?
Ooh.
Oh, man. Velvet Tiger.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck! Dream Demon.
Oh, shit!
I was gonna say Sexy Dragon Boy.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
I don't know. I don't think I have one.
Grandma's shit. Buttermilk. He's wearing a cardigan. That's why I thought that.
Or the Korean Terminator.
The Kareeminator.
There you go. That sounds awful.
Yo, send him to them lesbians. The Kareeminator needs in.
Oh, my God. Okay.
God.
Well, I guess we'll listen to the song and then.
Tales from the List.
Now it's Kyle's turn.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I forgot. Nunzo is not a topic.
Huh? The nuns, huh?
So it might be time for another song?
Yeah, song time again.
Another song. It's not a song. Get in the car.
Every time we get in the fucking car.
Can I ask you, what kind of car?
Huh? It's a Honda Civic 1998.
Oh.
Why'd you say that you're last?
What?
Why'd you say that you're last?
Because it's a Honda Civic 1998. It's a 4-speed.
But how low is it?
Yeah, can we get the how many braps can it do?
20.
How many Kareeminators can
brap, 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 brap,
it's
brap, brap?
It's got 20 braps per second.
Damn.
And it's a good brap. It has a 12-inch drop. It is actually
grinding on the ground.
Yeah. I tried to take some weight off by dropping it as low to the ground as possible to get, you know, shave some of the metal off there at the bottom. That I can get better, you know, aerodynamics at the drag strip.
Well, let me ask you, how big is that spoiler?
If you can notice, it's actually a 6-foot spoiler.
Hell yeah, making up for that lost foot.
Yep.
At the bottom.
That was kind of the logic behind it. Lose some off the bottom, get some on the top.
You know, that's my favorite. That's we've seen that on Craigslist.
I like the way you think, Jared.
Build my car. Build my car.
All right, play the fucking song.
Touchdown!
I want a song now.
I had
That's not a song.
It's good enough, okay?
It's a tune.
Sorry,
it's
the like jingle.
It's like a thing.
It's not never really, it's never good enough,
is it,
Jared?
It's never good enough, Kyle. Just like me at fantasy football.
Well, this is a fantasy football.
I suck at fantasy football. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. Not this, Kyle. Hey, so the current standings.
All right, I like it so far. I like where we're at.
Kyle.
Yes.
First place.
I'm
26 and 16.
Holy fuck.
Gage, mm-hmm. Second place. 24 and 18. Ian, third place. 22 and 20. And me and dead last preparing for fucking hot dogs. What?
Do I have 3 games up on Ian?
2.
So you said
you have 2?
Okay.
2 and 2.
I'm 18 and 24. So.
Dude.
Yep.
The fuck's your problem?
You been practicing open up that throat?
Alright.
You've been on Craigslist?
So.
You should see some of the shit on there that I had to go through.
I'm good.
No, we're good. That's your thing.
Things ain't great for me, but we've got plenty of time to come back. This week, we've got 5 games. Yeah, 5.
Damn.
It's a big one.
We got a Thursday night game, 2 Saturday games.
Same time?
What? Wait, is this
the same field?
No.
Same place.
Four teams play on one field.
It's kind of crazy.
So, one goes this way, one goes this way.
So
it's long ways. Long ways and short ways.
Thursday night. Ian,
hot dog and hamburger. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You have the Denver Hot Dogs versus the Indianapolis Hamburgers. The Broncos at the Colts.
I'm gonna have to go with Broncos because Colts, like I always say, dumb baby horses.
Okay, and what's your logic for picking the Broncos?
They're cars and they'll drive over the dumb baby horses.
Okay, I was hoping for their adult horses, but
no, Bronco is definitely a vehicle.
Also a horse.
Nope.
Some people use them as escape mechanisms.
Boom.
Yeah, but only the white ones.
No, he was black.
The Bronco wasn't. Bears at the Lions, Ian.
I'm going to have to say Lions on this one, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, Lions because, you know, We've been getting a lot of flack lately here in the Sports Center world.
Us?
Yeah, all of us. You guys haven't heard?
I have.
I haven't. Yeah, I tried to block it out.
Yeah, well, you do a good job of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been hearing a lot that whenever I pick the Bears, there's actually an earthquake in Uruguay, and many people don't make it. So I have to go against my gut. Gotta say them Lions.
Okay. Ian, Saturday, Saturday night game.
Why'd you say my name again?
Because this is for you. Chargers at the Chiefs.
This is a tough one. I'm going to have to go Chiefs. You know, you can't charge into a chieftain.
You know, you're right.
Chiefs will... You're absolutely right. Chiefs will...
Yeah, they'll do it.
Eat ya.
Cowboys at the Raiders, Sunday night.
Cowboys. Cowboys like to hold their ground against people that raid them.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to go Raiders on this one. Land Pirates for sure.
All right. Oh, no, not again.
Bring back the flashback. Land Pirates. All right.
Then the Monday night game, Falcons at the Buccaneers.
Falcons.
Oh.
They're terribly terrifying birds.
But Buccaneers are also Pirates.
Yeah, but they're Buccaneers. They're not Raiders. They can't raid things.
No, they're Buccaneers, not Falconeers.
Yeah.
If they were the Falconeers, you'd be all right. Okay, I got you. So, that's the five games we've got. Kyle?
Yep.
Broncos at Colts?
Broncos.
Gage?
Broncos.
Jarrett?
Be a big boy.
He said Colts.
Colts.
He's got to make up some games.
Oh, I like that little inflection there.
I had to think about it.
Colts.
Jarrett, Kyle. If you pick against Ian this week and Ian gets them all wrong, you'll be caught up, basically.
If he gets them all wrong and I get them all right, I will be caught up. If he gets them all right and I get them all wrong, I will be way fucked.
Yeah.
Bears at Lions, Kyle.
Lions.
Gage?
Lions.
Hey, remember the thing I said just a minute ago?
Nope.
You're going to Bears.
I'm sure as shit not going to the Bears. Yep.
Your boy's on the Bears, though.
You'll lose your dick.
Mitchell Trubisky is the best quarterback in the NFL.
That's debatable.
I'm kidding.
Michael Trubisky.
Mitchell. Hey, Kyle.
Mike was asking.
Yes, Jared.
Mike was
Chargers
happy.
At the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Gage?
I'm going with the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
The Chief Queefs.
Hey, Jared. Also, the Chargers.
Also, the Chargers. Yeah.
You typed KKK on there.
Oh.
Because Chargers and Chiefs both start with a C, so I had to use Kansas City, K. And Chargers is S, San
Kansas
Diego.
Kansas City.
Oh, my God, it's Las Vegas now, not San Diego. Los Angeles. Los L.
That's a state.
Cowboys at Raiders, Kyle.
Oh, man. Cowboys.
Because I know your pride prevents...
Wow.
Hey, Gage?
I'm going with the Raiders.
I don't...
I'm going with the Cowboys because the Cowboys are in super fucking, hey, we got to try and make the playoffs mode, and I think they're going to punch it out. Falcons at Bucks, Kyle.
Falcons.
Gage?
Other Falcons.
Jarrett? Also Falcons. All right, cool. Perfect. So, what? I've got only two that I went different than Ian on. I'm down four games. We can make a comeback here. Slow and steady wins the race.
I don't have to worry about it.
Just me. Right, you got to worry about getting your ass kicked. Oh, you picked like almost all the same stuff.
Me and Gage definitely picked the exact same.
Well, because he kept picking all the teams I wanted. And then he was going Cowboys at first, I was like, all right, cool. We'll have one different. I'm like, nope, he went Raiders. Fuckers.
Well,
Land Pirates.
That's that. This is week 15. So after this, we got 2 weeks left.
We're getting into crunch time.
Week 16 will be four games. Two Saturday games and two Monday games. There's actually apparently not a Sunday night game on week 16.
Blasphemy.
Isn't that Christmas Eve?
Yeah, Christmas Eve.
God's Day?
There's not a Sunday night game.
Right.
But there's two Monday games. It's weird.
Yeah, because you have Christmas Day and then you go to work.
Anyway. And then week 17, there's like no primetime games because it's the last week of the season. So we're going to have to kind of figure something out on which games we want.
Okay.
I was thinking we'll go with whichever like four or five games have the closest similar records. So, like, all the 6-6 versus 6, or, like, you know, all the people that are about to finish mediocre as fuck.
Okay.
Like the Dolphins games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they play the Bills. They play the Bills, so, you know, they'll both be middle of the pack at the end of the season. So, that's that. What?
Yeah, I typed out 59, you somehow stretched it to an hour.
All right, hey, guess what? Get back in the fucking Honda Civic 1998. Let's go.
Touchdown!
Yeah, and we're back.
You did it, Jarrett. You did it.
I did it.
You know, I tried to keep it under an hour this episode.
Hell no, there's no way. We spent like 10 minutes talking about Kim Jong-un or whatever.
God.
So, keeping the holiday theme. I don't know if you heard, but we got jingle bells at the beginning of the show now.
Oh, shit. What?
Yeah. At the beginning of... Don't worry, Kyler.
Sorry.
Can I just say one thing about that? It's very hard to listen to that intro as a musician. Because the jingle bells are on a different tempo than the song. And it was driving me nutties.
Yep. Yep, because I even played with it for a long time to try and match the tempos. I was like, it started, fuck this,
it started kind of.
Yep.
It started there, and then it was like, nah.
And then it gets up, yeah.
I need to ask a question about the intro. is the ho-ho-ho the same as the laughter from the Halloween one?
No.
Timing-wise. Sure?
Timing-wise? I mean, they play at the same time.
Okay, I think that's it's the intention. Same.
Yeah, because there's a small break, and then it goes into the big part.
Okay, because I thought that you could replace all of the hoes.
You never replace a hoe.
I do.
With laughter from the Halloween one, and it would work perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's the same time.
Cool, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So good on you.
Glad you got that off your chest.
I figured it out. I solved the mystery, guys. Yep.
You couldn't just listen to an October episode and be like, oh, he's right. Yeah, okay.
That's what I did.
It didn't sound like you did.
That's why I asked you.
Okay.
If you used the same fucking thing.
So I wanted to talk about milk cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That is the treat of the fat man of old.
Mm-hmm.
No more milk and cookies. We're looking at a new fucking hipster ass, cool ass, sweet dude, Santa. You gotta leave something for him when he visits your house. Milk and cookies, like I said, old news.
Old news. Get that out.
What do you leave for Santa in 2017?
Here's what you do.
Alright.
You buy Santa a vape rig. Right?
Oh man.
And you get the flavor, milk and cookies. And be like, there you go.
Damn.
That's good.
That is next level.
Spit some cotton.
Hey, can you hit us with the play by play of how that'll go down?
Sure.
Okay.
Santa comes in, putting all the presents down.
How's he come in?
How's he come in?
Yeah.
Through the front door. Idiot. He comes in.
I'm sorry.
He undoes the security alarm.
He knows the Garmin password.
Yep.
Santa. Well, when they put in the alarm systems, it's one universal code for Santa.
Yeah.
So that he doesn't have to try like remembering its whole thing.
Yeah.
There's lawyers.
It's 666.
It is. Yep.
Satan Claus.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts all the presents down. He's getting ready to leave. He sees it sitting on the table. He sees the vape rig.
Sure.
He picks it up, takes a big old puff. Grabs his phone, puts it in selfie mode, and then blows it and starts doing this tornado.
Oh, yeah.
He gets a NATO on it.
He gets crazy with it.
Now, since Santa's a magical being, basically, mm-hmm. when he does the tornado, mm-hmm. does it take the shape of a Christmas tree?
It's a reverse tornado? Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, it's still, yeah, basically, yeah.
Upside down tornado.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, because he's immortal, he has so much more lung capacity. I'm
learning so much.
He can inhale probably the entire, like, use up all the juice in one go.
And that's how you know he's been there, when the whole thing's gone. You're like, well, only Santa can take a fat rip that big.
Your smoke alarms start going off and everything.
It's a goddamn Snoop concert in there.
Yeah. Dank AF.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you throw it to me?
I'll pass you the ball.
So, for the 2017 hipster Santa Claus... I think that the only appropriate beverage to leave him is obviously a green tea smoothie, right?
No, I'm picking up what you're putting.
Clearly a green tea smoothie. And then, you know, next to that, you leave him a nice bagel with some cream cheese.
Okay.
And some salmon.
Is that gluten-free?
It's gluten-free. It's all gluten-free.
Sure.
Even the gluten is gluten-free.
Hmm.
Farm-raised salmon?
Yes. Okay. Farm-raised.
Okay.
From Montana.
Mmm. Imported.
Montana salmon.
Imported.
It's actually a good thing to have, actually. Yeah. It's hard to find.
Hardy
it's
salmon.
Like, it's like
rare.
It's like $30 a pound.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Gage only like the best Trump for Santa. For a,
only
for
the
actor.
Best for Santa.
I'm just saying. No. That's what they feed us on lunch breaks.
Now I've been reading a lot into today's geographical prisms, and you know how everyone's always like, obesity's so bad, obesity's like terrible. Well, now let's I'm gonna have to follow on Jarrett with this whole smoothie thing, but I'm thinking a nice green kale blend smoothie.
See, that was my second guess, was the green machine.
The green machine. You gotta see what you gotta do is you gotta stop at Tropical Smoothie. You gotta pick up a green machine.
Yeah.
Okay, you lay that down, pick up some lightly salted kale chips.
Not again.
when he said kale, I was shaking my fucking
head. And now then what you're gonna do is you're gonna get some dried kiwi slices. And you're gonna dip those kiwi slices, get a little sweet in that smoothie.
You know what? You're making this smoothie and fucking drinking it.
No. If I lose to you, sure.
Wait,
it's like documented. That. It's documented.
If I lose to you in the football
he's
thing,
he's gonna get that smoothie and drink it.
Okay. Ian's not even calling. You don't even call it what it is.
Whatever.
And you have to prepare it the way you usually do.
Yep. With
by the sweatshop. Yep. By the sweatshop.
No, he said kale chips. He didn't say kale this time.
Lightly salted kale chips.
He said kale chips. Okay. Kale
but yeah, you're gonna dry them kiwi slices. You're gonna dip them in that smoothie and make it real sweet. It's gonna get a little sweet in there. It's gonna help him lose his weight. That way, he fits up and down the chimney, not through the front door. He's gonna fit up and down the chimney a lot easier, and he's gonna be a slender-looking dude. Now he's gonna have to pick up a new getup because obviously he's not gonna fit in them baggy old clothes unless he picks up a vape rig. Then he's gonna baggy ain't gonna look too bad if you're spitting cotton out.
He's right. Gonna look fucking
gonna look like
good.
A goddamn hype train.
Yeah.
Like. Gonna be like a smoky bandit. But yeah, I'm thinking some kale and some kiwi.
Fuck yeah.
What about you, Gage?
So you know, 2017 is the year cool. Everybody knows that. It's the coolest year that's ever been. And Santa's like, I gotta be just as cool as everybody else. I gotta be cool and hip and it with it. What you gotta leave for Santa? And this is how you know you'll get the good gifts all the time. You just get out a big fucking silver platter and load that thing up with angel dust. So when just straight cocaine powder goodness. So when Santa comes down the chimney, like a normal Santa would, a Santa man, comes in, he's like, ooh, the white pony. He just walks on over, puts your presents down, and he just takes a fucking mountain of coke and shoves it into his face. Santa then goes into a cocaine fever that keeps him up rest of the night because he's got a big job.
That is fair. This is
a big job for one day. He needs to be fucking higher than Joe Rogan on Christmas to get this shit done.
How does that sleigh get so high?
Cocaine. And
the power of the coca.
Once all the cocaine's gone, you ain't got to explain anything to the cops.
Then he hibernates for a year.
Yeah.
Until next Christmas.
ODs. Hibernates. Whatever.
But the weird part is, if you don't have enough coke out, Santa's going to go fucking nuts. And he's going to come get you while you're sleeping. He's going to be under your bed.
Start breaking all the mirrors in your house.
So it becomes kind of like a Bug's Life offering kind of thing. When he's Hopper that comes to the fucking hill for the food, you ain't got that food. You ain't got that white good powder. That white pony deliciousness. Your nose. Your booger sugar.
Yep.
If you don't have that, he's going to beat the shit out of you in your sleep.
Yeah, but didn't the bugs win?
Eventually.
Yeah.
So that doesn't come right away. You gotta take a beating.
Well, no one does.
You gotta join the circus that's first or something. True. You gotta I don't know, you gotta learn how to fly with the big bug or I don't know. It takes a while.
You gotta go to the circus, find the ladybug that's actually a man, which is why I think most people are confused nowadays.
So Pixar did it first.
Pixar did it before it was cool. Let me just say that right now. They flipped the switch before anybody else.
So what I'm saying is, oh, did you have something, Kyle?
No, I just love the idea of Santa coming into a kid's room, rubbing coke on his gums, be like, what the fuck is this shit, Alan?
It's not enough. Would you cut this with?
This is
you
fucking cut this with.
He's beating it at school, Dylan.
Should have been getting me coke from your cool teacher. I was at Terry's house the other day. Didn't play for me.
He's got the good shit, man.
The fuck were you at?
Where the fuck's the good shit? So, basically, you want to keep Santa happy. You leave him kale smoothie chips or whatever the fuck Ian said. Uh-huh. Leave him the sweet vape rig, milk and cookie flavor, of course. You leave him the healthy bagel, salmon, tea shake, and then all the cocaine you can fucking get your hands on.
Is Santa Jewish?
No. Oh, he could be.
Yeah, he could be. I was going to say bagel and lox.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
That's pretty much what you said, huh?
Wait, what did you say?
Bagel and lox?
I don't know what that... What's that?
I don't know.
Bagel unlocks?
Yeah.
That's what I heard. It was bagel unlocks.
Big ol' unlocks what?
I almost passed out.
Kyle, you seemed so sure that you knew. And then Big ol' unlocks.
Just, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's a bagel and you got cream cheese and then you got like a tomato. It's what I had. I seen a Snapchat of it.
Oh, the salmon thing?
It looked terrible.
It looked
awful. It wasn't great. Oh, apparently it's amazing for Jewish people.
I thought it looked delicious, but that's just me.
And obviously, this goes without saying, but on the table, along with, you know, our assorted goods, you leave a flash drive with all these episodes of How We Do Podcasts.
You have to get that yes. His pod needs to get on. What is he going to listen to?
He's got a long flight.
Yeah.
He's got to have that good tune. That
and sweet, do you know what we have? Tune. Is this episode 24?
Yeah.
24 hours of us with Ooh. Santa.
Well, I mean, it's going to be more than that.
That, an episode for every day so far in December.
Yeah.
24th, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
He's got 24 episodes.
To catch up.
Every day.
I mean, it's crunch time for them, too.
I know.
So they just got us on repeat, probably.
He's got to pound it out harder than Dylan.
He's hearing our
history class. Because you know he's not finishing in math. He's got history right after. He's pounding them.
I hate to know the subject that dude's jerking off to in history class about. Like, oh, we're going to talk about the Holocaust today. I need my fucking fix right now, though.
Oh, God, the Underground Railroad.
Back in the bus. And Frank! Where's Helen Keller?
Oh my god. On that
I'm
note.
Gonna puke.
I was gonna keep going, but I think we're good there.
Yeah, I think that's gonna do it for us today.
I'm crying.
I know. It was a very sad thing, the Holocaust and all that fun stuff. That was fun for Dylan. But that's gonna do it for us here on the How We Do podcast. I hope that our advice will get you through the tough days. The hard.
Oh, what, the Nights. Second part there?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Yes. More about it. Yeah, that was just if we didn't go long enough, I was going to do that.
So, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play. Find us on our WordPress page. If you find one of our Snapchat picture things, take a picture of that. I'll send you right to the WordPress page.
There may or may not be some around town.
Yeah, there are.
Yes. They're everywhere.
There are a ton of them in the mall.
And there may or may not be some in Baltimore on Sunday.
Fuck yeah.
They're everywhere.
There you go. That's all we can ask for.
We didn't put them there.
Did we get any new reviews?
Ooh, oh, shit. I don't think so.
Yeah, we're going to have to check on that.
Got to cut that out if we don't have any.
Nah, it'll be fine. So, yeah, I hope our advice was good and plentiful. So now you know what to give Santa. You know what to do if you ever have to guidance counsel a kid that's spanking it in math.
No.
And doing drugs. Send us a review because we will read it on the show no matter what it is as long as it's 5 stars.
That's right.
It's the only criteria you have.
Yeah, if you give us 5 stars, you can say whatever you want, and we will legally say it.
Well, but iTunes has to have their approval on it first.
No, not even.
Well,
no.
They do.
No, you can say whatever you want.
Well, it's the internet.
But we ain't going to see it unless iTunes says, that's okay.
Well, you didn't have to put that part in because they didn't know that.
Well, but then their review would get denied.
But that's okay.
We don't want it to get denied. We want it to show up.
Say whatever you want.
I mean,
test them.
We have the Facebook, we have the Twitter, we have the email.
Hey, there you go. You can do stuff there too. But if you don't 5 stars, we're not going to read that shit.
Yep.
So fight the system, test it with your wordplay.
And make sure you listen to Rage Against the Machine while you're doing it.
Yeah. Please, God, do that. Again, this has been the How We Do podcast. Thank you, Chef. Stay golden. And do it for Johnny.